As our knowledge and understanding of the environment continues to grow, we collectively work to develop the ideas, policies, and actions that will bring us a more sustainable future. One of the areas that is going to get more consideration and attention is aquaculture. Aquaculture is the cultivation of aquatic animals or plants for food. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular part of our Wednesdays during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest this morning is Jim Diana, and Jim is Professor of Fisheries and Aquaculture at the University of Michigan School of Natural Resources and Director of the Michigan Sea Grant College Program. Jim, good morning, and welcome to WEMU again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
On a global scale, aquaculture is among the fastest growing food commodities. Why hasn't it prospered more here at home in the U.S.?
I think mainly because it's something new and we don't trust it. It's compared to agriculture, it really does no more damage to the environment, but people have the feeling that it's environmentally damaging and therefore have generally not wanted to have it happen.
More specifically, what are the primary environmental concerns?
Well, there's the idea of pollution from the runoff and the water that is used, disease spread to inland waters, introduction of exotic species. Those are probably the main ones.
And what about health concerns? Are there any health concerns associated with the practice of aquaculture in the U.S.?
Well, people have been worried sometimes about the fish. If the feed is contaminated in some ways, the fish can be just like any other food. There's been problems with use of, you know, feed that has heavy metals and things of that sort in it.
We're already getting that in the fish we take from the Great Lakes, aren't we?
That's true, and even the fish we catch from the oceans.
Well, do you have the environmental and health concerns that some others do?
I guess not as badly. I've done a lot of analysis of the environmental effects of aquaculture, and I think that they are less in most cases than other means of producing food.
Well, in Washtenaw County, there are a couple of aquaculture entities. There's the Spring Valley Trout Farm, which has been featured here on Issues of the Environment. What else do we have locally?
We've got an aquaponics facility in Livonia. Aqua Growers is the name of the place, and they're growing tilapia and vegetables, mostly for the vegetable sale and actually for training as well.
All added up, it doesn't come to much of the overall amount of our cultivated foods, does it?
No, it doesn't. I think the last census of aquaculture showed about 34 farms in the state of Michigan. That was in 2005, and it probably has gone down, if anything.
You're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and today I'm talking aquaculture with Jim Diana. Jim is the Professor of Fisheries and Aquaculture at the University of Michigan School of Natural Resources and Director of the Michigan Sea Grant College Program. So you mentioned 34 statewide. How much growth potential is there for aquaculture in Washtenaw County and Michigan realistically?
I think there's a huge potential. We have water that many places fail to have, so that's a very good start. We have a history of fishing. You know, fishing in the Great Lakes has been something that's driven our economy in old days, and it's something that's acceptable to people. We have a need for employment that's very strong, especially in rural areas, and aquaculture would mostly be done there. There's even been big interest in developing aquaculture in inner city Detroit and Saginaw as a way to kind of bring back those places and offer more jobs.
Would this kind of be a supplement to urban farming?
Exactly. And in fact, probably a better supplement, because urban farming, of course, relies on having land that is uncontaminated. A lot of the sites that people are wanting to put in things around factories really don't have the soil for it. On the other hand, aquaculture is usually done in this climate indoors or in a control facility, so there would be really no effect of that.
Well, in the areas of the world that you've looked at that have a great number of these aquaculture facilities and are depending on it as a source of food, what kind of economic impact has it had in those areas?
Oh, it's huge. Country of Thailand is a great example. Back in the 1980s, they really were in pretty poor economic straits. They invested a lot in growing shrimp. And if you go to Kroger's now or any place like that and buy shrimp.
I'm getting Thai shrimp.
Yep, it's going to say shrimp imported from farmed shrimp in Thailand. They went from almost nothing to producing over $1.5 billion a year in just shrimp alone. And millions of jobs, I would say, spread through the economy.
Is there not also the potential for negative economic impact, the effect on existing fisheries in the Great Lakes region, the ocean fishers and the like? Might they not suffer if we can buy all of our fish right down the road?
Well, I guess, but if you think of it from the point of view of the human population, I mean, we're going towards 9 billion in 2050. We supposedly, in order to match that, are going to have to produce something like 60% more food than we do today across the world. So I don't know that competition should be our concern. I really think that there's going to be room for everybody who can produce food to make a profit from it.
Well, it seems to me mass aquaculture in Washtenaw County and the state of Michigan is a long way away. What is the next step in the process as you see it?
I think the government agencies, state and local, need to get involved in it. If you were to build a farm today, you would have to probably buy your stock out of state. You would probably have to ensure they were disease-free on your own ticket. You'd grow them. You'd probably process them yourself. You would probably sell them at your market because there's really no other place to do it. There's really no facility for that. So it's like a mom-and-pop business. If you went to another place, another country, even another state, most of those are separate parts of the market itself. And so there's somebody to grow shrimp. There's somebody who tests them for diseases. There's somebody else who would market them. And it would be an integrated thing, just like agriculture.
Are current federal and state regulations a barrier to proliferation?
Oh, to some degree, yes. There's a negative feeling in the Great Lakes region about worrying about introducing exotic species. That's one.
Well, we have evidence as to what happens when that occurs.
Absolutely. And so in this area, you probably wouldn't do anything without using native fish, as an example, or native species, or species that couldn't spread.
And we could grow enough aquaculture farms to feed the state based on just using native populations of fish.
I think we could. I'm not sure that's necessarily the way we would have to go. One of the examples of successful aquaculture today is tilapia. Tilapia cannot tolerate our cold winters, so they're not going to spread naturally. And mostly they're done indoors anyway, where they really have little chance of getting out. So that's one that can help feed the state, but isn't really a native fish. We've thought that whitefish would potentially be a good example of something we could grow in Michigan. The main fish grown now is rainbow trout, which actually is not a native fish anyway.
Tastes pretty good, though.
It does.
So let me ask you this. In your conversations with those who make policy and those who enact regulations, what's it going to take to get over that hump and start removing some of the regulations that might make it a more feasible economic...
socially acceptable.
Exactly right.
I think that we've already started that to some degree. So aquaculture control has been passed from the Department of Natural Resources to the Department of Agriculture, which is where it should be. It's an agriculture system. The Department of Natural Resources now seems to be willing to move towards getting something going and just worrying about the environmental impact of it. And so I think our next step really is to get some farms that are reasonably secure, ecologically friendly, if you want to call it that, and then see success. But that's a fairly long process. I think you're probably looking at, you know, between establishing a farm and showing that it's economically viable, that's probably a 10-year program.
And that's just for one farm?
Well, I'd hope we do more than one farm, but yes, to show it in a way that financial institutions will start to think this is a good risk for us to invest in, that policy and even, you know, feed makers and things will come to the state and start to produce materials to make an aquaculture system grow.
So with that in mind, when might aquaculture become as common as our grain farms and the like?
Well, it'll never be that big. If we went to my dream of aquaculture, you probably would not even notice that we had it. I mean, we can produce a million pounds of fish, a million tons would be a bit, in a farm that's probably less than 40 acres in a building, probably on the order of 3 or 4
acres. That seems rather efficient.
Yeah, it is. And from a land point of view, it would look like a greenhouse. You really wouldn't even notice that it exists. In fact, it would be less space than we see in greenhouses in the state now.
Thank you so much for your time and for the information today. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That is Jim Diana, Professor of Fisheries and Aquaculture at the University of Michigan School of Natural Resources and Director of the Michigan Sea Grant College. I'm David Fair, and this has been another installment of Issues of the Environment, a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.